You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk are go.
October 13th is the International Day of Disaster Risk Reduction with the United Nations. The day focuses on the rising cost of disasters, as well as disaster risks, including the impact of climate change and development choices. Fatma Ozdoğan, PhD candidate and researcher at the University of Montreal, co-wrote an article on this topic focused on the impact of how we talk about disasters with Professor Ali Asghari of York University for the conversation. I spoke to Ozdoğan about the article. I started by asking about the aims of the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction, the context in which she wrote this article.
In our article, we wanted to raise awareness about how we talk about disasters with the opportunity of International Day of Disaster Risk Reduction. So the day was declared on October 13 in 1989. At the time, the aim was to make disaster risk reduction part of everyday dialogue and thinking disasters as part of our politics globally. But today, the mission is more urgent than ever. We face increasing risk, disaster risk due to climate change, and the task becomes even more urgent today. So we wanted to raise awareness with this article about how we talk about disasters affect our actions, our priorities, even what people fear about when it comes to disasters.
On this point, could you speak to some of your broad level observations on how we currently talk about climate change related disasters?
First of all, defining disasters is important because what we define is what we see, and what we see is what we prioritize. From a broader perspective, not only from climate change, if we only count disasters by number of deaths or buildings destroyed, we miss the deeper long-term effects, things like displacement, loss of livelihoods, trauma, or erosion of social trust. Those are harder to quantify or define, but they are what truly shape how we see the disasters and how we see the disaster preparedness, even recovery after the disasters happen. So accurate definition also helps us to compare and learn. When we track who is most affected and why, we start to see the patterns, for example, that vulnerable or marginalized groups often bear the greater losses. But perhaps most importantly, measuring disasters help shift responsibility or accountability. It forces governments and institutions to confront not just hazards, but the human decisions that lead these hazards to turn into catastrophes, like poor planning, inequality, or neglect. So it's not only about a technical definition, what climate change means or what a disaster means. It's also a political perspective to define whose suffering is visible and whose is ignored. When it comes to climate change, it goes beyond the borders of any single nation's responsibility, right? Its causes and consequences are deeply asymmetrical. What happens in one part of the world often creates suffering in another. So the actions of some, like industrial decisions, emissions, patterns of consumption, they create risks that others are forced to live with. This makes the question of responsibility or how we define disasters and the accountability far more complex than other natural hazard-related disasters. Who is responsible when the consequences of a disaster cross oceans and generations? When a community loses its land to rising seas, the roots of that loss may lie thousands of kilometers away. So we see this everywhere. Record wildfires in Canada, heat waves in Europe, devastating floods in Libya and Pakistan in the recent years, and rising sea levels displacing entire island communities in the Pacific and in the Caribbean. Each of these cases forces us to ask new questions. What caused the risk? Who suffers the most? And who gets to pay for the recovery And also, the dialogue around climate change is similar to disaster. It misses the long-term impact. The World Bank estimates that by 2050, more than 200 million people could be displaced from their own countries due to slow-onset disasters related to climate change, such as drought, soil degradation, and sea level rise. This is a huge number and a huge impact, and it's rarely covered in our everyday dialogue, although these migration movements are going to affect the way we live in every part of the world. It's a global issue that we need to consider. And injustice is clear. People least responsible for global emissions are often those paying the highest price, communities in the global south, indigenous people, and small island nations. So climate change obviously isn't just a scientific or environmental issue. It's a story of inequality, and it's a moral accountability issue. It challenges us to rethink what we mean by responsibility, what we mean by disaster. Because it's a global crisis, in summary, the boundaries of definition of disaster becomes complex and more urgent.
And another element of this that you talked about in your article is the role of the media. So could you discuss the role of media in shaping the coverage of disasters?
Of course. It's such an important question. Thank you so much. In the article, when we say that the disasters we talk about shape our priorities, we mean that the attention creates action. This is where the role of media starts. The events that dominate headlines or political discussions, we can include, they tend to define what governments fund, what researchers study, and even what people fear from. For example, rapid disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, or wildfires attract immediate and intense coverage in the media. Of course, they're dramatic, visual, and emotional. But in contrast, slow-onset crises mainly related to climate change, right, like droughts, soil degradation, or rising sea levels, they often unfold quietly over years, so they often go unnoticed, even though their impacts are enormous. This imbalance matters because it shapes policy, preparedness, and what we pay attention to, and eventually what we to what we take action. When certain disasters are visible and others are invisible, resources and public concern follow the visibility, not necessarily the urgent needs. So part of our argument in the article is that we need to broaden our disaster imagination and coverage to recognize the ones related to climate change, the ones leading to natural hazards to turn into catastrophes, as I said, like inequality, poor planning. They are not only background issues, but they are active forces creating risks every day. So only then we can prepare more fairly and effectively. And the media's role in expanding this coverage of disasters and how we argue and define the disasters are extremely important.
Do we also need to shift how we talk about disasters in our everyday lives?
I think the main point is that we need to start seeing disasters not as isolated natural events as the societies in our daily lives, but it's a political, social, and ethical process. They reveal how we build in the face of disaster risks and who is protected and who is left behind. So we often imagine disasters as sudden shocks, but in reality, they are years in the making through poor planning, inequality, and the neglect that exists in our everyday life. So one thing that citizens or we can pay attention to is to consider the slow and invisible risks around us, not only the dramatic ones that we see on the news. How all these issues, increasing risks, affect our everyday life. And we need to be part of it to raise awareness, and we need to be demanding action from the states for the risks that we are facing, even in our everyday life, not only the rapid onset disasters like floodings and earthquakes. Mainly, they cause enormous destruction rapidly. So it's also It's also important to ask questions to our institutions, to hold governments accountable for prevention, not just reaction. Because one aspect of talking about rapid onset disasters is also they are mainly related to reactions to the disasters after they occurred. But the main issue is to prevent disasters before they happen. So even though disasters are tragic, of course, they create a trauma for the long term for the societies. The disasters can also be moments of learning and transformation. And this is also our role as citizens start to, or different actors. Disasters remind us that the disaster recovery is not only about physical infrastructure, but it's also about our values. What did we miss before the disaster happened? Who was excluded? So what are the things to learn from the disaster? So it's important to take these disaster moments as an opportunity to learn and to prevent the future disasters through improvements.
That was Fatma Ozodan, PhD candidate and researcher at the University of Montreal, on how we talk about disasters and climate change.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.